Prince wrote all his music, could play every instrument. Michael sung and danced. Michael was the greatest entertainer of all time, but Prince is the greatest musician of all
time. That is a good point. I grew up just past that era to where I would have been like in the mix of things, so I really, you know, I can't talk about it.
I got to see Prince live in Rupp Arena and his live show. He is his songs live are as good as his albums. As good as every performance. Michael Jackson's his show is he's gotten so used to performing it that he does the show at like twice the speed of the normal songs. Prince, he'll take the song sound as good on the album and make it sound better.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. You can give us a call at 381-1313. We're going to be talking about, like I mentioned at the beginning, Varsity Game Night. I have a ranking of the top 10 returning players in the city, and we're going to get into a little bit of high school football. We're going to get into July 21st, WWE is coming to Rupp Arena, so we're going to talk.
Yeah, we're holding that for the second
hour. We're going to hold it for the second hour, but me and Neil, we are going to get into some wrestling talk, and if you all don't like it, you know, we got two words for you.
Let's just say this. Angelo is wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt at this very moment the studio.
I did not do that on accident either.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you have that in your mind. But we're going to talk about, there's a independent, you're interested about the Paris wrestling.
Yes, I am.
The Sportatorium. They've got a DVD taping tomorrow.
Ooh.
And the Monster Abyss is going to be headlining that show.
Okay.
So we'll talk about, We'll give them a plug later in the second hour when we're talking about wrestling. And
I'm definitely down with that. But to start it off, Neil came in. I came in. You know, I sat in my chair that I always do. I start, you know, loading up the computer. I try to get everything ready for the show. And I am hit like a Mack truck by Neil and his takes with the greatest NBA player of all time. Because you said you got an argument with someone online. Is that what? Which is always a bad idea.
It's a Facebook argument. I just jumped in because I knew I was going to be talking about sports this week. So I thought I'd just throw my hat into the ring of the greatest of all time argument on the internet.
Right.
Is raging like no other. It's probably one of the biggest arguments happening on, you know.
It keeps going.
Yeah. Who's the best, LeBron or Jordan? LeBron or Jordan? Why are they the only two choices in the argument?
And I completely agree.
First of all. I mean, it's like history started when Jordan came to the NBA. And that's totally their argument from that perspective. It's like, okay, his six rings and he overcame all these obstacles and blah, 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 blah. He dunked over seven-footers and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, please, man. Okay, by your ring argument, that would be Bill Russell with 11 rings as a player. He owned a decade of basketball, invented the fast break. Hold on, let me say that again. Invented the fast break, was a defensive force in the paint.
The defensive version of Michael Jordan.
The prototype center. He was the first real, besides George Mikan, no one had dominated his position since. You know, like that.
He was the first greatest basketball player of all time.
Yes, he was. And I think he still is until somebody wins more than 11 rings.
It's
as a player and finished as a coach.
As a player coach.
And was a great commentator. People, you know, overlooked the time that in the 70s, he was doing a lot, you know, and the beginning of the Bird era, he was doing a lot of commentating stuff on CBS. And he was a very good basketball analyst. I mean, and the guy I was arguing with on Facebook, he was, going into the dunks, and the arguments just tripped over themselves.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, he dunked over a seven-footer. If dunking is your prerequisite to be a great, you know, being the greatest of all time.
Oh, don't get into that.
Spud Webb's the greatest basketball player of all time because he, under 6 foot, he could dunk over just about anybody.
Or you can say when Vince Carter dunked over Frederick Weiss in the Olympics, when he literally jumped over a seven-foot man, like cleared him, you could say that was it. He had the greatest dunk contest of all time, better than Dominique, better than Michael, better than anybody. Vince Carter had the single greatest dunk contest of all time.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but basketball is more than dunking.
It is, and it's more than rings.
And it's like, okay, the creativity to score. By that argument, you got to go with Steph Curry because he scores in the most different ways and can kill you with that three-pointer. I mean, his accuracy from three-point land is better than, I'd say, 90% of basketball players inside the paint. Mm-hmm.
So we've got a caller right now that apparently wants to get in on this greatest of all time argument. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? What you into this greatest of all time argument we're having right now?
Well, I'm not really. I didn't know what you guys were talking about, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
It's a big sports weekend. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. The Quaker State 400 in Northern Kentucky.
They're having the Nadal Djokovic on right now.
I know the Barbasol's going on next weekend.
Looking forward to that too.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be a big weekend.
Oh yeah.
What you want to talk about, Jeff?
Well, I did want to talk a little football. I didn't know if that was okay or not.
Oh, yeah. UK football is, yeah, I'm down with that.
I didn't know. I was looking at some of the polls up here, and I'm in Tennessee, and some of the polls have Kentucky finishing ahead of Tennessee this year. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's a possibility, but the pressure is going to be on this year for them to perform. I mean, it has to be on them because, I mean, they have to be able to say that they're better than last year, and they have to do better than last year. And the defense has to really show up all season.
Yeah,
I agree. They were one stop away from playing for the SEC East last year with the Ole Miss game that really frustrated me a lot last year.
The Ole Miss game, Florida game.
Well, Florida game too. But I mean, Ole Miss was the one game really frustrated me more than Florida. I mean, Florida, that frustrated me too.
I don't know. I would say what's frustrating is being up by 13 and then blowing two uncovered receivers to lose the game on that. That's pretty frustrating. But, Jeff, I think honestly this year, if you look at the recruiting the last couple of years, and I know you're a guy that does follow recruiting closely, if you notice that Mark Stoops started off with a real hot streak when it came to recruiting, those first couple classes were loaded with – I know one class had 7 4-star guys, which is really unprecedented for Kentucky. And if you look at the last 3 years, it's been really barren on that side of football, you know, not the product on the field, but the recruiting side. I think that if this year he doesn't come with a real force, with a real, you know, 8-4, 9-3, like a really, really good year, I think Stoops is looking at a real hard time, and he might be looking out the door if he doesn't produce this year. That's my opinion.
Well, I mean, I was going to ask you guys, one last thing I was going to ask you guys, mm-hmm. Does it concern you that the ticket sales were down 10%? Does that concern you? Or
I think... I don't know. I'm not speaking for you, Neil, but I'm saying from my perspective as a younger person, I think that if you look at the accessibility of media in the sense of I can watch the game on television, I can watch it wherever I want. You know, it can be from the comfort of my home. It can be with a group of friends. You know, it's a lot easier than spending money that I don't have on a ticket than to, you know, and then go watch with my friends instead of doing that. So I don't know if I can speak for everyone in that sense, but that would be a reason why. And if you ask, you know, I know Mike Cameron on the Matthew and Mikey show here on ESPN Sports Radio, you know, he says that sometimes that it's easier for him to just watch on the television. And that's a guy where, you know, back in the day, you had to go to the games. So I think it's just maybe a generational. Neil, what do you think? Do you think it's a generational thing?
No, I think it's as we are... Kentucky's football population has been long suffering, and you know we catch the hype train. We hear that same hype train every year that, you know, this year is going to be different.
Agreed.
And always, you know, we've been let down. How many times have we been let down? I mean, and Kentucky fans are going to be, it's a wait and see this year. That's why it's down 10%.
Do you guys really think, I mean, even with back-to-back bowl games the last 2 years, I mean, 7-win seasons. I know some places the places would be fired. But do you really think he's on the hot seat this year, Stoops?
I think
he should be, but I don't think he will be. I think that the bowl games, getting a bowl game should give you another year coaching. I think, you know, even though it's not the bowl game that we wanted, but, you know, we did get the bowl and we did, you know, I think we lost that bowl game, didn't we?
We lost both bowl games last couple of years. And, Jeff, to your point, I do think that if he does not have a good year this year, I don't think the future is bright at all. I think after this year, when Mike Edwards leaves, when Josh Allen, when Benny Snell leaves.
The ticket sales are going to dictate. If they start, you know, they're going to have to start the season strong. They're going to have to start the season impressive because to pull that 10% back up, I think they're going to have to prove it. I mean,
two guys. The guy down there's a show down here I listen to in the afternoon, and the guy I was on there over in Florida, and he told the host that thanks to Florida, that game is pretty critical. He thinks it's a real critical game for them this year at Florida. So I don't know how you guys feel about that game. I know it's been a long time since Kentucky's beating them and everything.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, Florida really broke Kentucky's back last year.
They did.
I think it went from the hopefulness went down the tubes when the team gave up last year at Florida, or when playing Florida.
It did.
And it was like the air went out, and even the bowl appearance really didn't spark the fan base.
And Jeff, to answer your question, I do think it's just a combination of, it's not like 2007 when making bowl games were awesome. You know, nowadays we expect more, and I think it's also just the culture we're going into. But I want to thank you for your call, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you a lot.
Yep. And just to his point, I really do think that the bowl games last couple of years didn't mean the same as it did in the, when I grew up, when I was in high school. That was my golden age for UK football, when Andre Woodson and Keenan Burton and Raphael Little and Stevie Johnson and all those guys, it was a magical time. It's not like that anymore, especially with how weak the SEC East is lately, where Tennessee's not great and Florida's good. They're good. They're really good, but they're not excellent. You know, it should be a time where Kentucky is coming up, and it's not like that, and it should be.
Alabama is a mountain.
They are Mount Everest too now.
And you can't, you know, you just can't run up out Mount Everest. You know, you just, it takes a long time to get to a team, especially for Kentucky to assemble as much talent as an Alabama has.
And that's my whole point to this, Neil, is that when it comes to the recruiting, Mark Stoops did such a good job at first on recruiting. And the team is chock full. If you look at the defense, we have NFL players littered all over the defense. And you have Benny Snell leading the running back stable. But once Mike Edwards leaves, once Josh Allen leaves, once Jordan Jones leaves, and once Benny Snell leaves, this team is going to be in ruins. And I'm saying that right now. Now, there are some players like Lynn Bowden. There are some players like Gunnar Hoke that could come along and try to save the team. But I don't think the depth is there. And I'm not confident about the future pass this year.
The last thing you are going to want to hear from Kentucky football is we're going to have to start rebuilding.
And that's what we're going to hear after this year.
Yeah, it's going to drop nail more than
the
10%.
The proverbial nail in the coffin.
More than 10% if the word rebuilding even comes up. We have to see improvement. I mean, the fans demand it. I think we've as much money as they put into the program, as much money as they put into the stadium, the increase on the ticket prices over the last 10 years,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at some point...
With the new tax as well.
Yeah, at some point, you know, the bow's going to break, mm-hmm. and the cradle will fall. And happy birthday.
Thank you, Neil. Hey, I didn't even mention that yet, but it is my birthday, July 14th, 1992. Just like the Wu-Tang Clan, I was established in 1992. So, I mean, it's all...
Angelo Carriero and the Wu-Tang
It's all
Clan.
Good in the hood, you know what I'm saying?
this day. That's impressive.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about the greatest of all time debate, because Neil has a lot of good points on this, and I want to get back to that. You can give us a call at 381-1313, and also tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. We will be back with the Dan and Mary Jo Show next here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5 FM.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Have you been treated unfairly in housing? We want you to know your rights. Contact the Lexington Human Rights Commission. It's our goal to provide a quick resolution to your housing complaint. We're here to listen and help educate, as well as get you the help you need. Visit lfuchrc.org to file a complaint online or call 252-4931. We're local and our services are free. Contact the Lexington Human Rights Commission today. Fair housing is your right. Use it.
Dan Cummins Chevrolet in Chrysler Paris is the number one dealership in the Bluegrass, with over 1,500 cars in their inventory and a sales staff who doesn't work off commission, so they will go above and beyond to get you the best deal available. Dan Cummins has a powertrain warranty for life and a 3-month, 4,000-mile guarantee and a 72-hour exchange policy. So head over to Dan Cummins today. They are located in Paris, just 15 minutes from Lexington. And to check out their full lineup of new and used cars, head to dancummins.com.
Estrella Jalisco, la cerveza del equipo nacional de México.
enjoy the refreshingly crisp flavor of Estrella Jalisco. Not only is Estrella Jalisco an official sponsor of the Mexican national team for the 2018 FIFA World Cup, but also the first and only Mexican beer brand to sponsor the Mexican national team in the USA.
Pick up their 6-pack and 12-pack bottles along with their team emblazoned tri-packs at your local stores now.
Go, 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 go!
Hi, I'm Bethany Hicks, a local business owner and insurance provider for the Lexington area. I focus on personal and business insurance. Our rates are competitive, but our attention to detail and understanding of Kentucky is what really sets my excellent team and I apart. We are extremely proud of our personal service at Bethany Hicks State Farm. Let us simplify how you can get the best coverage tailored to your needs. Visit me personally in the Chenoway Shopping Center or check us out at BethanyHicks.com. Local insurance, locally owned.
Bethany Hicks State Farm, your local insurance provider.
Oh, what a beautiful day. I can't wait to get in my car. I'm going to grab the kids, go to the beach. It's going to be unbelievable.
Don't let something like this ruin your summer. Come see us at Bluegrass Auto Body, two locations to better serve you. 1040 West High and 309 Rusio Way. If somebody runs into you, run into Bluegrass Auto Body or visit us at bluegrassautobody.com.
For a child battling a critical illness, a wish come true can be a turning point. Make-A-Wish needs your support to grant the wish of every eligible child. Learn more and help grant more life-changing wishes at wish.org.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome into the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 92.5. Angelo here with Neil Jackson, my counterpart in Varsity Game Night, which is coming up in here about a month, and we're going to talk about that soon. We're going to talk about the top 10 returning players for Lexington. I go through Tate's Creek, Bryan Station, Frederick Douglass, Lexington, every single school in the city. I broke down the top 10 returning players. But right now we are talking about the greatest NBA players of all time. And I'm going to shoot Neil my top 10, my rough top 10, okay? I'll give you a top 11. Larry Bird's my 11th. Number 10, I had Dr. J, okay? I think Dr. J, he went to the ABA, and I think that hurt his legacy, you know, in quotation marks for the NBA. But Dr. J, I think, from every account, was the LeBron before LeBron.
He was the human highlight reel back before the human highlight reel. Right. I mean, he did. There was stuff he did on the basketball court and above the rim, and he dunked.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest plays was against L.A. when he was going up for a dunk. There was, like, Kareem and somebody else was going to block it. He decides to scoop up underneath the basket and do a finger roll off the backboard and fell to the floor.
He was literally behind the basket.
Magic Johnson was on the bench, and he said, that's the greatest basketball play I've ever seen. Magic Johnson said that.
I think he's a top 10 player of all time. I really do.
Oh, yeah. I had one of my favorites, too.
Yeah. I had Hakeem Olajuwon ninth because I just think he's amazing. I loved Hakeem.
Great defensive player. Fly Slamma Jamma. From Fly Slamma Jamma through his pro career, I mean,
he was never bad.
Made an impact in his position like no other.
Mm-hmm. I had Tim Duncan eighth because five and one in the finals, five championships.
The length of his career alone should put him in the top 10. I mean, mm-hmm. just he went through eras. He went through the David Robinson era, through, you know, took from championship contender to off the grid to championship contender.
To your point, he went through three different Spurs eras. He was a part of the David Robinson era. Then there was his era with Manu and Tony Parker into the Kawhi Leonard era. Yeah. He was there for three different Spurs generations.
His ability to stay healthy puts him in the top 10 because, mm-hmm. I mean, the grind of the NBA is hard. And for him to play as high quality as he did in his mm-hmm. position for as long as he did. I agree totally.
I had Wilt Chamberlain seventh. And some people think that's low, but I mean, you're one of the seven greatest basketball players of all time. I mean, he was 50-25. He was led the league in assists once as a scoring center. He was
the only person to score 100 points in a game.
Only person.
And that alone should put him there. But I mean, he had a great career and an impactful career. He does have a ring. He won at L.A., and that was when L.A. tried to put it together a super team to combat Bill Russell
and
the Celtic dynasty.
Exactly.
And they could only pull together one win.
I think Bill Russell might have been, you know, don't quote me on this, don't put money on this, it might have been after Bill Russell retired, too. I'm not sure.
No. It was in the middle of the Celtic era.
Because
they watched the... There's a bunch of ESPN documentaries. One of the best things they do, I think. ESPN...
The 30 for 30s.
The 30 for 30s are probably the best thing. One of the best things on TV.
Yeah.
I think.
I agree.
I think the Ice Cube was a narration about the Lakers and Celtics.
Yeah.
Going head-to-head.
Yeah.
And the... Chamberlain era, they brought him in just to be able to compete against
The Celtics. He would be higher on my list if it wasn't for Bill Russell, because Bill Russell
schooled him. And, you know, there's a reason why Philadelphia, he played for Philadelphia and left Philadelphia to go to L.A.
Yeah.
To able, you know, just to make the finals. And they were able to win one with the guy that is the logo, Jerry West.
Yeah.
The NBA logo. That's him.
Yep.
So, you know. He's definitely one of the top ones,
Will Chamberlain is up there, but he is not my top six. Number six, and I am very hard fast on this, Shaquille O'Neal is my sixth best player of all time. Shaquille O'Neal was the most dominant force of the early 2000s, of pretty much the 2000s. He is, I mean, I was listening to a podcast the other day with Bill Simmons and Daryl Morey, and Daryl Morey's the GM of the Houston Rockets. And when new owners would buy teams, David Stern would come into the meeting and he said, you're only one player away from winning a championship in this league. And they'd be like, really? And he was like, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq is the most he started in the league and he made the finals in his third year in 1994 when Jordan left, and it was the Magic versus the Rockets. He made the finals in 94. He then went to the Lakers. And once Kobe started really rolling, they went with the three-peat. He won a championship with Dwayne Wade. To me, I think Shaq is one of the most dominant players of all time, and he is transcendable through eras. To me, he could be higher,
his size,
in my opinion.
His size, strength, and athletic ability when he was in his prime was unstoppable. There's nobody, you cannot say there's anybody that could even slow him down, and that includes David Robinson, the best of the era.
Yep.
There's footage of him at an All-Star game totally faking out Michael Jordan.
Yes,
I mean, taking his lunch with a fadeaway
he
dunk.
He did. I saw that.
It took Jordan down a notch from just seeing that footage.
People who don't think that Shaquille O'Neal and Michael Jordan aren't in the same breath are wrong.
Well,
they are.
His skill set is, for his size, is Steph Curry like for what he brings to,
and,
you know.
And Neil, before we get into my top five, Neil, the problem that I have with people that consistently put Michael Jordan and even LeBron James into the greatest player of all time argument is simply this, is that big men rule the game of basketball. They always have. I don't understand why in the world that you have centers like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Hakeem Olajuwon,
one of the greatest,
Shaquille O'Neal, Bill Russell, and all of these great centers, the seven-footers of the era, and you're going to say that some 6'6 shooting guard is going to be the greatest basketball player of all time? Put him in a game with all of those guys. And by the way, we have Sean C. in the studio. I don't know why you're here at, you know, an ungodly hour of 10:26 a.m. But
I'm a good friend to Neil.
You are. I wish you were that good of a friend to me. Just bring me blank
it's
checks.
Good to have
I would
friends.
Like to cash
it's good
those.
To have friends.
Yeah, it's not a blank check. It's.
So what do you think on this argument when it comes to, you know, Neil K, I came in this morning and Neil was very adamant about his argument for greatest basketball players. Not that Michael wasn't good, but that, you know, Bill Russell had more rings.
They're not the only two choices.
LeBron and
Michael. That's only two people that the internet has fixed on.
Yeah.
I think this depends upon your age a little bit,
mm-hmm.
when you come up, who you grew up with. Because me personally, I would put Kareem as the number one player.
Agreed.
And see,
I think I agree with that.
They're starting to throw Jordan. The hero worship on Jordan is starting to get Babe Ruth like.
Yeah,
you know, because they're throwing stuff on there that he didn't do. You know, it's like, you know, old John Henry was a man.
Yes, and, exactly. You know,
it's getting to that point, and it's totally laughable because they're not throwing facts on it. They're throwing stuff from that he didn't do. you know, it's like the internet argument. One of his points was from the "Come Fly With Me" video. Okay, mm-hmm. If anybody's seen that, please. If I am wrong, you call in and tell me. But this is what he said.
13-13.
Spike Lee was chasing Jordan down at Madison Square Garden, saying, "Pick on somebody your own size." Okay, this is what he said. This is what the person I'm arguing with on the internet said. Mm-hmm. And then he comes down and dunks on Patrick Ewing, and then he says, "Pick on, you know, is he big enough for you?" First of all, that didn't happen. Spike Lee was with Jordan on the first Nike ads.
Yeah, he was Mark Blackman. Yeah,
and he never, you know, he's not going to heckle a guy that you're making money with a shoe contract with at Madison Square Garden. You're just not going to do it.
Absolutely.
Spike never did it. It was Utah, and he dunked on John Stockton. Some guy in the crowd just went nuts because he dunked on John Stockton and chased Jordan all the way down the court, mm-hmm. you know, harassing him. So the next play, he comes down and dunks on Melvin Turpin. And I met Mel Turpin at the Tattersall Show. And we'll talk about that
next hour.
He's saying, you know, his argument was totally, he dunked, you know, a 6'6 guy dunking over a 7-footer, you know, that that gives him credence to be the greatest player of all time. And by that argument, Spud Webb should be the greatest player of all time.
There is no denying Michael Jordan's a great player.
Yes.
Right. No denying. Top five.
Right.
However, a lot of Michael Jordan's mythos is straight up marketing.
Yes,
Nike. He had the best people in the history of advertising, the history of marketing, working for him to make this myth as big as it is.
I completely agree.
Neil
said, hero worship.
If Chuck Taylor had a good video package.
That's what I said the other day.
If Chuck Taylor had a good video package, man, we'd be talking about Chuck Taylor being one of the greatest of all time.
Who knows what Chuck Taylor is? Who's Chuck Taylor?
What did Chuck Taylor do?
Could he dribble? Could he pass? What was his game?
Two-hand set shot would be huge today.
But he made a good shoe.
But I completely agree. I think the thing that bothers me the most about the Jordan argument is that people in my age are Jordan heads, and they hate LeBron. That's what bothers me. Is there used to be, like you said, a generational thing to where you can rally around your guy against the other generation's guy, not to be ageist, but like, you know, you have your people, you know, your culture, and this is what it is. But there are so many people in my culture, in my generation, in my era, that want to downplay the ability and the accomplishments and the ethos of a guy like LeBron James to pump up a guy they watched when they were 4 years old. And that last year, you know, 98 was like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Outside of his shoe marketing, you know, contribution to the world of basketball, really, what did Jordan stand for? Can you tell me?
Oh, being a jerk. Being a jerk to every single person that he came across. That's what it was.
There's a lot of guys in the locker room that aren't sending Jordan Christmas cards.
No.
You can easily say that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my measure of greatness has a whole lot to do with, you know, stuff he does on the court, yes, but what they do off the court is at least as important, you know, because the different standard, I try to hold everybody to the same standard. That's my thing.
Rings.
I'm not going to hold athletes to a higher standard than I hold politicians.
Okay,
I'm not going to hold, you know, the guy I work with to the, you know, a higher standard than, you know,
the Pope or
guy walking down the street.
Right.
Everybody should be held to the same standard, and if you hold that standard, Jordan's maybe top five, but you know, he stood for nothing besides selling shoes.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Again, that goes back to his marketing team. His marketing team says don't take a stance,
and that's probably one of the reasons why I can't jump on the Jordanite train. I just cannot do it. What is the rest of your top five? Because it's been great so far. We're at the top five.
We are at the top five, and we actually have to go to a break. So when we come back, I'll give you the rest of my top five. Sean, thank you for jumping on. I do agree. I think when you see my number one, you're going to agree with that.
He'll be in total agreement.
And also, Djokovic is 1 point away from winning the semifinal of Wimbledon against Nadal. It's 9-8 in the fifth set, and he's up 40-0.
Tennis marathon, because they played into last night.
Yes, they did. And we might get into that later on in the show. But when we come back, I'll give you my top five. And you can also hear, well, I guess Sean's heading out, but you can hear me and Neil right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm often asked to describe myself. It's an interesting question. For over 30 years, my fights have been against giants, insurance companies, the makers of unsafe products, tobacco and pharmaceutical companies, BP in the great oil spill, and companies who defraud consumers and their own employees. I fight the powerful for the powerless, and our results speak for themselves. We have recovered billions and billions and billions of dollars for our clients, $1.2 billion in one case alone. I risk millions of dollars of my own money in case cause fighting these wrongdoers. I spent $10 million in Florida to pass a constitutional amendment to allow sick and injured people to use medical marijuana. I would describe myself as a fighter who hates to lose. If you want a fighter, call me on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Dan Cummins Chevrolet in Chrysler Paris is the number one dealership in the Bluegrass with over 1,500 cars in their inventory and a sales staff who doesn't work off commission, so they will go above and beyond to get you the best deal available. Dan Cummins has a powertrain warranty for life and a 3-month, 4,000-mile guarantee and a 72-hour exchange policy. So head over to Dan Cummins today. They are located in Paris, just 15 minutes from Lexington. And to check out their full lineup of new and used cars, head to dancummins.com.
Hi, I'm Lana Clausen, a farmer in Satanta, Kansas. The agriculture industry has come a long way. Advancements in science and technology have transformed the sector, creating new job opportunities and a demand for highly skilled workers. I am proud to support the next generation of ag leaders through the America's Farmers Grow Ag Leaders program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund. Each year, farmers can help local students by endorsing them for a $1,500 Grow Ag Leader Scholarship. The scholarship allows students to pursue their dreams of studying an agriculture-related field. Each year, the program provides more than $500,000 to students enrolling in trade schools and at 2- and 4-year colleges and universities. A variety of fields are eligible, including farming, education, agronomy, engineering, mathematics, data science, communications, and many more. I encourage high school seniors and college students to apply today by visiting growagleaders.com. FFA membership is not required.
Hi, this is Alan Stein for my friends at Synergy Home again. It's Lexington's leader in air conditioning. They're locally owned and operated with service technicians on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. MySynergyHome.com.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
In the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'm a Texas guy.
We're back with the Dan and Mary Jo Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5 FM. You can give us a call at 381-1313. Angelo here with Neil Jackson. And before we left out for break, we were talking about the rest of my top five. So to give you a quick recap of 10 through 6, it was Dr. J. I had Larry Bird at 11th, but I had to put Dr. J over him. I had Hakeem Olajuwon at 9, Tim Duncan at 8. Wilt Chamberlain at 7, and that's a lot of big guys. I'm telling you, big guys run the NBA. That's my whole point. And Shaquille O'Neal at 6th, who is my personal underrated greatest player of all time. He really is. I really do think that Shaq did so much dominantly in the NBA, and I just think he was a revolutionary player in the sense of nobody is like him, and nobody, I don't think anybody will be like him.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think that guys are getting bigger and bigger and with more skills and more skills. And
that's like, fair. I agree with that. But there ain't been no Shaq.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't since been no Shaq since Shaq.
Well, before him, I'd say Wilt Chamberlain at his prime was probably Shaq-esque.
What makes Shaq underrated?
I think what makes Shaq underrated is that I think people remember, at least from my lens, is that the guys who for me, I was 8 years old in 2000, really, when he was coming up, you know, as a real dominant player, champion, three-peat champion or whatever. And as you see him now on TNT with the Shaq and the Fool, he kind of loses that great player, and he's more of an image. He's more of a character than a great basketball player. I think if you bring up the greatest basketball players of all time, people will put Kobe before Shaq, and there is no planet Earth in any parallel dimension that Kobe Bryant's a better basketball player than Shaquille O'Neal.
People do that because Shaq didn't get his ring until he was with Kobe.
Yeah. And I love watching Shaq argue with Charles Barkley. Yeah, that's great TV, man. That is must-see TV.
But I guess the reason why I say he's underrated is because if you think of the great players, you're like Michael, Wilt, Bill Russell, LeBron James. You're not getting to Shaq quickly. And I think that Shaq, for what he did during his prime, there arguably has never been a more unstoppable basketball player than maybe Wilt, like Neil was saying. Wilt, when he had 15-25, is the only thing I can think of that would be parallel to that.
I can think of Moses Malone breaking a few backboards.
Moses Malone was also
really... Well, and again, Shaq suffered from being in the league at the same time as Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan sucked all the air out of the room.
Yes, he did.
For the entire time he was in the league.
And that was the Nike campaign.
Nobody else existed.
And then once he left, that's when he went on his three-peat.
Yeah.
And then there was all that. That's why I think he's underrated, is because if I put Shaq on the list at six, people will say, yo, Shaq, why is he that high? And then you forget how dominant he was.
Well, sports media during the Jordan era followed him like they're following Kardashians today.
Yeah.
And Jordan followers, they are as rabid as Beyonce fans. I'm telling
they
you.
They are. They really are. Hey,
you want to get some people riled up, talk negatively about Beyonce, you're going to get some flashback and talk negatively about Jordan.
Yeah,
they're coming out the woodwork.
I'm just waiting on the ESPN Radio Lex Twitter account to blow up. I know it's coming because we've been really mean to Michael Jordan today.
I think it's about time. I really do. I'm not saying – now, Michael Jordan – I'll get to my top five right now. Michael Jordan's very high in my top five. But the thing is that the hero worship has got to stop. You have to treat that guy like you treat LeBron. You have to treat him like you treat Bill Russell. You have to treat him like you treat Shaq. You have to treat him like you treat Kobe. It's just he's on a pedestal, and I hate it.
The memory of the good old days, man. It's true. It's the good old days. Back in my day, these guys worked hard every game, 24 to 45 minutes up and down the court. They used to, you know, like the greatest.
That's fair.
Well, I agree with Sean showed me his list, and the top of his list is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
And his role in Airplane.
That's what sealed it. You try dragging Bill Walton up and down the court.
For 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
So, number five was a guy that I didn't expect to have this high. Not that he would have been in my top 10, but after going through his resume, Magic Johnson is my fifth best player of all time. And I know you kind of shrugged your shoulders like, of course. But the thing was, is I was like, all right, he could pass, and he was 6'9". As a guy that could never watch, you know, I was born in 92. Yeah. Like, if you didn't know, Sean, today's my birthday. And I'm 26 years old. So I didn't get to watch Magic Johnson.
Congratulations.
Well, so you have to pair the good guy with the bad, or, you know, the opponent. You know, the mm-hmm. player with the opponent. And his rivalry with Bird,
yeah,
I think that made 80s basketball special.
It did.
I mean, from the moment those two came, you know, from the time they went head-to-head in the national championship, to the next
which
season,
which is amazing, Indiana State.
And, you know, that's a story arc you can't hope to write.
Can't write it better.
Just
than
the way
what
those
happened.
Two came into the league and the rivalry between and the LA, you know, Celtic thing. That was a decade of entertaining basketball. I
completely agree with you.
And you were an either or.
Yeah,
you were either Lakers or Celtics.
It was totally partisan. You know, you were either Bird and Green and the Green and I, you know, and the Luck of the Irish and Tommy Heinsohn and you know the total cheerleading that he did on CBS, or you were Showtime. Yeah. And Showtime was, you know, Jamal Wilkes. I mean, they had style. Kurt Rambis, Superman. They used
Kareem
to call,
Abdul-Jabbar.
He was Clark Kent, and he was the battling guy
James
under
Worthy.
The basketball.
Big Game James.
Oh, yeah.
Smooth
I mean,
Sam.
The lineup of talent for the Showtime and, you know, mm-hmm. Kevin McHale. Robert Parrish.
Robert
can
Parrish.
Be, he's definitely in the top 25.
Bill Walton was on a couple of those teams.
Yes, he was sixth man on some of those teams. But I hadn't settled when Showtime first and Larry Bird first started rolling early 80s. I hadn't settled on my NBA team yet. I latched onto the Supersonics a couple years later when Kemp and Peyton came in. I was all Lakers, though, man.
Oh, yeah. It was
all Lakers. That was beautiful basketball.
Mm-hmm. That was
Celtics played ugly.
That was like when I was – my growing up, my cousin was a cheerleader for Louisville during the Daryl Dawkins run for the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd watch NBC, and they'd flash Daryl Dawkins making a dunk, and then I'd see my cousin cheering on the sideline. Yeah. So, you know, that was, you felt the attachment to that just the same way you felt towards the Louisville run in 1980, to me.
Yeah, but it was all—it's all about the Lakers. Magic Johnson was the face of the Lakers from the time he came in. Even though Kareem was still there, Magic Johnson smiled, and the whole world changed.
Yeah, it did. He was a great interview, and the media loved him.
Dude, he played center in the deciding game of the championship.
Of Game 7, yeah.
When he was a rookie,
a 6'9" point guard.
Yeah,
I mean that was totally unheard of at the time, and the way he handled the rock was impressive. I mean, he would get the ball stolen from him occasionally. Though he wasn't the greatest, you know, ball handler, but his passing ability, his court vision was, you know, unparalleled at the time.
Yeah.
I think what got me about Magic Johnson
and a playmaker just like Bird was.
Yeah,
I think what got me about Magic Johnson, the reason why I didn't realize as great as he was, I think. He's a 5-time NBA champion. I see that. That's plain and simple. I think he made every NBA final except two during the 80s. Because I know there was the year where Ralph Sampson and Akeem Olajuwon beat him. That was 86. 86, because that was the year that Boston had the super team.
Yeah.
And they lost to them 4-2 in the finals. What was the other team in the West that got to the finals during the Magic era? Did he make 9 finals or was it just 8? I'm trying to look that up right now as we're doing this, but if I'm not mistaken,
it may have been 89, Drexler's Trailblazers made it one of those years, or Chambers Supersonics.
All right, here we go. I think I'm reading it now. It seems like it might have been the 1981 playoffs. The Lakers got upset by the Houston Rockets in the first round.
Yeah, and they ended up losing 5-1 to the Celtics in the finals.
Yeah,
I remember Ralph Sampson.
Did Houston make the fight in 81?
I think that was before
Sampson and Hakeem. That was 86 that they lost 4-2. Was Hakeem and Ralph Sampson? 81 might have been when Moses Malone was still on the Rockets.
Yeah,
I think it was 81
finals with Celtics Rockets.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was when Malone should have still been on that team before he went to Philly. Right before Dr. J and Moses Malone were on that Philly team that won the title.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
All right. So to me, also, there's a clear divide.
Yeah, Moses Malone, Calvin Murphy were on that Rockets team.
And you all might disagree with me, but I think there's a clear divide between the first 6 players on the list and the next 4. To me, the next 4, and you could compare it to a Mount Rushmore, I suppose, of basketball players, in my opinion. But we will get in to my top 4 when we come back here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's Angelo's birthday!
In 92.5.
You keep my hands on myself.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
AirFest, Central Kentucky's premier air show, is coming to Georgetown Scott County Airport Saturday and Sunday, July 14th and 15th. Dan Cummins Chevrolet and Chrysler Paris invite you to see the fantastic aerial maneuvers and so much more. Doors open at 10 a.m. each day. Don't miss AirFest at Georgetown Scott County Airport, the biggest air show in our area, July 14th and 15th. Brought to you in part by Dan Cummins Paris, with over 1,500 cars in inventory, powertrain warranties for life, and a full 3-month or 4,000-mile warranty on used cars. Dan Cummins is proud to support AirFest Georgetown.
It was a goal that I wanted to achieve from the very beginning. I'm a 40-year-old man that walked in there to get his high school diploma. I wasn't sure if I could do it. It was very hard for me, but the teachers, the counselors, they help you. One of the teachers was Miss Araceli. Miss Araceli, she gave me direction. Every single time I had a question, she'll put down whatever she's doing and she'll come over and she'll sit there with you until you get it.
At age 47, with the help of his teacher, Marco finished his high school diploma.
50% of getting your high school diploma is walking through those doors. The other 50% is doing the work. Getting your high school diploma, it is a life-changing experience. It really is. It catapults you to where you want to go.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Alan Stein here again, and I'm talking to my friend Jamie Clark from Synergy Home.
and we're talking heating and air conditioning again today. Everybody I talk to recognizes that when it comes to geothermal, Synergy Home is the place to go. But I know there's so many other ways that you can go about getting heating and air conditioning in our homes and businesses.
Absolutely. Geothermal is just one of the services we offer. We take care of all types of heating and cooling, and we have the best service department in Lexington, including our free second opinion.
So you can get a free second opinion anytime on any system.
Yes. If another company has told you you need a new air conditioning system, you give us a call. We'll come out and double check that to make sure you're not getting taken advantage of.
And I've read that almost 60% of those people who get a second opinion are not going to need a new system.
That's normally the case.
Well, that's, you know, dealing with a local guy, honesty, integrity really matter. So how do we get a hold of you?
You can reach me on the web at mysynergyhome.com or call me in the office at 687-0553.
Now's the time to call.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back into the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. DNA is a good song, isn't it? I know you're digging it. I know you're digging it.
I dig the beat, man.
It's very good.
I like the beats and the shouting.
As well as I.
I'm a Public Enemy fan.
You would be surprised that as a 26-year-old, rap is my favorite genre of music. You would have never guessed.
No.
But we're joined.
You're just a product of marketing, man.
It's all marketing.
I'm a simp. Angelo here with Neil Jackson and joined by the surprised. I mean, if this was wrestling, which me and Neil are getting into in the next hour.
This would be a great run-in.
Yeah, it was a great run-in by Sean C. to be at the ringside with us.
Yeah, good old JR was down there.
Oh my God! Sean C! It's Sean C!
Great time.
So already unveiled by fifth player, and then we spent 15 minutes talking about Showtime, which, I mean, if you can talk about 80s basketball, I mean, I'm down to talk about that
before we hit your route. Yes. Mount Rushmore, yes. of NBA basketball greats of all time.
Yes.
Sean's and my list are pretty much identical, so I thought I'd just run down his.
Do it.
His honorable mention is Oscar Robinson, outstanding basketball player of his era.
Loved Oscar as a guy and as a player. Oscar Robertson's top of the pop.
Magic is the next, as number five. Jordan number four. LeBron James ahead of him at number three. You could switch his number two and number one. His number two is Bill Russell. That's my top, and his number one is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is my number two. So we pretty much agree on.
I think you and I put a lot of weight on social aspects of their lives and guys, as much as their game.
I can appreciate a great athlete, but a great athlete that just sells shoes or just really stands for nothing, really, it's hard for me to get behind a guy like
and I completely see what you're all talking about, because I've studied like the past of the NBA, and Bill Russell was with Martin Luther King Jr. the day he had made his I Have a Dream speech. You know he was out there at the Capitol. I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar
with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell all stood and defended Muhammad Ali. And that you know, that council of athletes were the first
of their kind.
And the great Jim Brown, the greatest football player, in my opinion, of all time, hands down.
It makes me so mad that I think that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar gets halfway whitewashed from, you know, almost literally whitewashed from NBA history because of who he was as a person. But I have...
He was as a person is extreme. I mean,
he was great.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. I love... Actually, let's get
to
the
list. I'm a
huge
fan of his just because Jazz, the airplane scene is one of the reasons why I love him great. But he's one of the greatest jazz aficionados in the world, too, and I respect that.
So, number four, I had LeBron. I had LeBron James at number four. I think he's on my Mount Rushmore basketball players. His consistency, his level of great play, just who... I mean, he's kind of on the other side of the who he stands for. Now, LeBron James has had some, you know, like, pseudo political stances, but nothing ever really serious. He came more from the Michael Jordan school.
He went back to the city that burned his jersey, gave them a championship.
Yeah, he did.
Shut up, Cleveland.
I think he's on the Mount
Rushmore.
You got
your championship. Do not. Yeah, you can stop with the LeBron hate.
He's on my Mount Rushmore. Number three, I have Bill Russell, and it might be too low for you two, and I understand. I have as much appreciation for Bill Russell as anyone. I just think when it comes...
Well, no, you don't.
Well, you got to take your...
I guess you all have a little... You have more than me, and he has more than you.
We take your youth into perspective, and, you know, because your perspective is the media era, and we grew up you know, we had three TV, you know, three TV yeah. stations.
I'm a little on the, I'm the young edge of the media era, the social media era.
Yeah. And
the old edge, excuse me. I'm the old edge. It was very young when I came up.
I'm 50 years old, man.
I mean, I'm still the third best basketball player of all time. It's not chopped liver. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm sitting here saying he was like, you know, Dwight Howard was better than him, sure, or anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bill Russell's up. Number two, I had Michael. Number one, I had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You spent 30 minutes. Shut up about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan. LeBron James doesn't get any credit. Michael Jordan.
The hero worship.
And then you put him number two.
If you look at his career, he deserves it. Because
his career arc.
If you look at what he did. Now, here's the thing. I had a friend of mine, a guy that I'd done a basketball podcast with, and he did an entire 45-minute basketball podcast about Michael Jordan's accomplishments. And what this guy did was absolutely phenomenal from the moment he stepped in the league. He was phenomenal. And I'm not saying, and I agree, I think the hero worship should stop. That's why I put him at number two, just to make a point that he's not the undefined greatest. He could have an argument for number one, but I'm not putting him at number one to make more of a point. Also, I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I think inherently basketball has a 10-foot goal, and the guys that are taller are more valuable. And when you're talented and you're tall, that's even more important. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, to me, when you have the most unstoppable shot in basketball history, you have six rings just like Michael, and you went 20 years and you were one of the best. During the 70s, he was unequivocally the best player in the league. During the 70s, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the guy. And then into the 80s, when the change of the guard happened, he was still there. Yeah. I just think Kareem, to me, is the best player to play basketball.
The entire arc of his basketball career, was there ever anyone who could stop the Skyhook?
No.
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 Isn't he still the number one scorer?
He still has the most points of all time.
Yep. He was.
Karl Malone, I think, moved into second.
He's in second, yeah. On average, between the three of us, he's top two all
top
time.
Top two. You have him two. Sean has average, one. I have one.
On average, Jordan's about three. On average. Well, he drops down a little bit more for me, but
right.
I think on average between the three of us.
But so. We all have him in our top four. We all have LeBron in our top four. We have the same top four. It's LeBron, I guess maybe Neil doesn't, but it's LeBron, Michael, Bill, Kareem to me. I think the only player, again, even though that I had Magic fifth and Shaq sixth, I think the only person that can really transcend that list to me would be Shaq in the past players. Future players, you've got Steph, you've got Kevin Durant. I don't think either of those guys will. I think Steph will crack the top 10 someday.
I think Kevin Steph Durant and will Durant's see. Skill sets are incredible, both those guys. I mean, you take a 7-footer that dribbles and handles and shoots outside, that has a deadly 3-point shooter as Kevin Durant is.
Yeah.
You know, Steph Curry is the next level of, you know, taking his skill and ability to score. Just, it's incredible. And somebody tried to say, well, you know, Steph Curry didn't play defense. He won a championship.
He doesn't need to.
Defense,
when you're that good, you know, when you're that transcendent of a player,
if you
can
simply outscore your opponent, what's the use of playing defense?
I think the only
That's
other
spoken like a true Showtime aficionado.
The only
if
other
you can
guy
outrun
that's,
him. Why not? Yeah. If you can do it, do it.
I agree with that. Like when it comes to Steph, the only other guy that I think is. You know, I think there's Embiid, there's Simmons, there's the younger guys, but I think the only other established guy right now that I think could crack that top 10, Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, defensively, is a supreme shot blocker. I mean, like, if he played in the early 90s and late 80s, you could say that he might be a David Robinson-level shot blocker, in my opinion. And then scoring-wise, he has not only proved that he's a pick-and-roll guy, like, to the max, he can shoot threes, he can jump shoot. He's just so developed as a big man.
I think he's an entire level above DeMarcus Cousins. There's a whole different, you know.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Sean, thanks for jumping on and talking some basketball with us. When we come back for the second hour, we're going to talk about varsity game night and high school football coming up this season and the top 10 returning players in the city. Also, we will be talking about July 21st, 7:30 at Rupp Arena on Saturday. WWE Live.
Yeah, for the record, Rowdy Roddy Piper's the greatest wrestler to ever work.
Stone Cold Steve Austin was living and breathing at one point. Well, this is ESPN Sports Radio 1300, 92.5 FM.
Woo!
And 1300 AM.
Hello, this is Mark Yates, Lexington Market President for Citizens Commerce Bank. Citizens Commerce has been providing the best banking products and services available in Central Kentucky for the past 20 years. Now, we are pleased to announce we are opening a new location in Lexington. We will be located at 4097 Nichols Park Drive near the intersection of Nicholasville Road and Man of War. At Citizens Commerce, we make decisions locally and spend more time with our clients. Expect us to know you by name as you become our business partner. Stop by our new location to discuss your banking needs and learn how Citizens Commerce takes service to a new level. You will love our personal service and low fees. So come in and talk to one of our friendly banking professionals today.
Hello, this is Michelle Oxley, President and CEO of Citizens Commerce, inviting you to visit us at our Lexington Banking Center. We know changing banks can be hard. Make sure you only have to do it once. Switch one time for a lifetime of service.
New for 2018, the Wildcat Double X is built to take you anywhere with an off-road racing-inspired suspension system and a 125-horsepower naturally aspirated engine. Nowhere is off-limits. Ready to ride over everything? Visit MLS Power Sports at 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown to see the Wildcat Double X for yourself. Textron off-road vehicles are for operators aged 16 years and older with a valid driver's license. Textron off-road recommends that all operators take a safety training course. For safety and training information, please see your dealer or visit www.rhova.org.
We all know that the best practice facility anywhere, anywhere, is Man of War Golf. Well, you want to learn how to play golf, or you want to improve the game you already have? Classes for men and women begin at Man of War Golf. They're all taught by PGA and LPGA professionals in a fun, relaxing, non-intimidating environment. It's Man of War Golf. Go to manofwargolf.com and check it out.
Imagine if every county in Kentucky had easy access to ultra-high-speed fiber optics cable with nearly unlimited capacity. That's what Kentucky Wired is all about. Kentucky Wired is a state project building a 3,000-mile cable network into every county, bringing a greater boost to the economy, better health care, and educational opportunities for you. And that's just the beginning. Kentucky Wired, building for tomorrow's needs today.
ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
I'm Christine Lisi. Novak Djokovic has outlasted Rafael Nadal and advanced to the men's final at Wimbledon, with Djokovic winning the semifinals match 6-4, 3-6, 7-6, 3-6, 10-8, and that match postponed last night by the tournament's 11 p.m. curfew.
It really could have gone either way, I think. You know, it was very clear that very few things separated the two players, and basically till the last shot, I didn't know if I'm going to win. I believed it, you know, but I knew that he was very, very close, and he had some chances. And this kind of matches you live for, you work for.
Djokovic meets Kevin Anderson in the final tomorrow. Coming up on ESPN TV and the ESPN app, Serena Williams will seek her 8th Wimbledon title and 24th major championship when she takes on Angelique Kerber in the women's final at the All England Club. Live court feeds on ESPN Plus, finals match replays, and archival classic matches on demand. World Cup third place game, Belgium leads England 1-0 at the half. Chelsea hired Maurizio Sarri as its manager on a 3-year contract. NBA, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reporting the Bulls and restricted free agent forward Chicago native Jabari Parker progressing on an offer sheet. A deal could be finalized as soon as today. Parker is not expected to have an offer sheet matched by the Bucks. Baseball, Indians right-hander Andrew Miller will throw to hitters today at AA Akron. He'll likely start a rehab stint next week. He's been on the disabled list since May 26th with right knee inflammation. Martin Truex Jr. on the pole for tonight's Monster Energy Cup race. Eric Jones completes the front row.
The 2018 ESPYs auction is live now through July 18th. All proceeds benefit the Beef Foundation for Cancer Research. Go to ebay.com/ESPN to bid on over 80 once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences.
Dan Cummins Chevrolet in Chrysler Paris is the number one dealership in the Bluegrass, with over 1,500 cars in their inventory and a sales staff who doesn't work off commission, so they will go above and beyond to get you the best deal available. Dan Cummins has a powertrain warranty for life and a 3-month, 4,000-mile guarantee and a 72-hour exchange policy. So head over to Dan Cummins today. They are located in Paris, just 15 minutes from Lexington. And to check out their full lineup of new and used cars, head to dancummins.com.
At Barney Miller's, we do smart homes right.
You should work with an experienced professional and get a good plan. Whether it's an existing home, a remodel, or a new construction, at Barney Miller's, our smart home systems work with your TV, your music, security, cameras, lighting, you name it, all under one app. Come downtown and visit our showroom on East Main Street. We've got free parking at our back door. And remember, we have technical support 24/7.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
Well, it's not exactly Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino. It is Angelo Carriero.
Man, if you confuse me with either one of those people, please.
And Neil Jackson, the Quiet Storm. Neil, we wanted to get into, because me and you, we both do varsity game night for ESPN Sports Radio 1300 92.5, and I think we do a heck of a job doing it. But before we get to that, because we do want to talk about that a little bit, you want to talk about there's a big race going on in Kentucky, I heard, this weekend.
Quaker State 400 is going down tonight in Sparta, Kentucky, a NASCAR event. It'll be broadcast live on our sister station, Hank 96.1. I think the race begins at 7:30 this evening. So, you know, good luck to all the racers up in Sparta for the NASCAR event. And I know a lot of people from Central Kentucky are going to be making that trip up there to check out the race.
Yep, and not only is the race this weekend, there's a really huge event coming to Lexington, or I guess technically Nicholasville, yep, if I'm not mistaken. But next week, the Barbasol Championship is coming. The first PGA Tour event that Lexington has ever got. Not a part of the PGA, but I'm talking about
the one we've ever gotten.
The one with the FedEx Cup.
There's been a few big championships played, you know, like at Kearney Hills.
Understood.
Some senior PGA and some LPGA events have been Central Kentucky, but this is going to be the first one that we've had here in a very long time. There's a lot of big names coming, so the golf fans really should be coming out and checking out all these great players that are coming in. ESPN Sports Radio 1300, you know,
we will be out
Matthew
there.
And Mikey will be out there, and Matthew's supposed to be in the pro-am, but
he is. Thursday and Friday we'll be out there as a part of the Matthew and Mikey show, and then I believe in the weekend there'll be a Dan and Mary Jo show from there. Backspin Golf, there should be some interviews going on.
And they gave away some tickets to the event Friday, I believe, I was listening.
We gave away tickets to the Thursday event, and then listened to the Matthew Mikey show Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. And we're giving away tickets for the Friday.
Now, the parking for that event is going to be at Keeneland, and they're going to shuttle people out to the golf course.
From what I've heard.
Because you know, most Central Kentucky golf courses aren't really built to handle a major event like that, especially parking wise.
Right.
I mean, you don't anticipate, you know, 40,000-50,000 people to park, you know, at a golf course. That would just be a big waste of space that the golf course could be using for other things.
Right.
So, you know, they've got a bus schedule worked out with the folks at Lextran. They're going to be moving shuttles out from the Keeneland parking lot. So, you know, you'll park at Keeneland, get a ride out to the golf course, and then get a ride back. So, you know, just prepare for a day of little traveling, but you'll get to see some great golf.
Absolutely. And also, just to give you an update before we go to our next caller, Djokovic defeated Rafael Nadal. It took extra sets in the fifth set to win, but I believe he won 10-8 in the last set to defeat Rafael Nadal. So and then Serena's coming out right now, so you know this is going to be a big match. But we've got a caller on the line before we get to varsity game night and my top 10 returning players in the city of Lexington. We'll get to this caller. Caller, what's your name?
Hi, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack, what's going on?
I'm just going to chime in on your Mount Rushmore of NBA players.
Okay.
I've got Bill Russell, number one. I watched Russell.
Can't blame you.
I'm 66 years old, so I grew up with the Celtics back in the day. Something perhaps you know, perhaps you don't, and your listeners also, relative to do-or-die games, NCAA title games, Olympic gold medal games, deciding game fives in the NBA and deciding game sevens, Russell was 25-0.
That's an incredible stat.
But Jordan was 6-0 in the finals, well, Jack. Don't forget.
Jack, I'm totally on Jack's side.
Yeah,
because I
got you.
I get in internet. Well, I jumped in on the greatest of all time, LeBron versus Jordan debate, and all I do is write down Bill Russell, 11 rings.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and they want to bring up the ring argument, but how are you going to?
They don't want to respect Bill Russell.
Yeah,
in it,
they don't want to respect Bill Russell's rings.
Asinine.
And he owned a decade of basketball. That's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an incredible stat.
I love that, Jack. That I mean, I'm a Bill. I really do respect everything Bill Russell ever did, and if anybody puts him number one, I'll never argue with him about it.
Yeah, and you put him, you were talking about, he was transcendent, too, as like an Ali, and I don't think Jordan was transcendent. He had the best marketing team in the world, but he was transcendent. He was far bigger than the game also.
And his intelligence.
Yeah.
I think if you sat down and watched some interviews, like he sat down with Dick Cavett, and they just would just go at it. You know, yeah. Talking about deep, deep subjects. And he was a deep thinker and very smart person.
Yes, he was. Okay, guys, that's all I had. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate the backup there on Bill Russell being the greatest of all time.
And like Thank I said, you will not hear an argument from me about Bill Russell, all right? He's great. If you put him at number one,
I'll defend him against any internet
too.
Argument.
I will, too.
Because the stats don't lie.
So, Neil, we do a program here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5 FM, which will be on the FN, real active this year. But we do Varsity Game Night, where we cover football and basketball throughout the city, and we do it all fall, all winter long. I absolutely love it. It was my first year on the team last year as the sideline reporter, and you obviously are the voice of Varsity Game Night as the play-by-play man. And this is our first time ever doing a radio show. What better time than to do a shameless plug and
talk about some high school football. Josh Toffness has been bugging me on the internet. You know, just
he might call in.
Is it football season yet? Is it football season yet? I'm like, man, slow down. Let summertime happen. We're almost at the midpoint of summer. Tomorrow, actually, is the midpoint of summer.
Oh, don't say
and
that.
We're gonna
don't
be,
say that.
Well, as soon as summer's over, we're playing football.
That
baby.
Is,
we are going to be at the, you know, at the games, watching these Lexington teams go at it. I was getting coffee this morning.
Uh-huh.
Full disclosure, I get coffee every morning at Circle K in Paris.
Okay.
And I'm getting coffee, and I run into Coach John Hodge of Bourbon County. And he was talking about his team. I asked him, you know, how he expects his team to be coming back. And
yeah.
He said his most experienced areas are going to be his offensive line and defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got those two elements, yeah, then you're you got a great foundation
that's
to
a
start
great way
with.
To start.
So good luck to Bourbon County, and let's hear your list of top returning players because we'll be covering these guys this season.
Right. I did a top 10 returning players in the city. Instead of beating around the bush, we'll go straight into number 10, because you said that the Bourbon County coach, you said Coach
John Hodge,
that he was experienced on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Well, my top 10 returning players in the city, number 10 is just a group. It's the offensive linemen, because this year we have four offensive linemen that made the first or second team All-City, according to the Herald Leader, that made that team that are returning. So that is Trey Scott leads that list for Frederick Douglass. He was first team offensive line in the city last year, and he is returning for Frederick Douglass, as well as Jake O'Buck, who is a second team offensive lineman for Frederick Douglass, who actually, his dad was my strength and conditioning coach in Madison Central.
There's going to be two dangerous words you hear this season. That's going to be experience and Frederick Douglass.
Oh, we will get into Frederick Douglass, Neil.
Danger.
We will get
danger
into Frederick.
Will Robinson. Frederick Douglass is coming.
Frederick Douglass is a bad man, as they say. Tate's Creek actually had a player on that list as Sammy, and I'm going to mispronounce the last name. My apologies. Sammy Saraya, Saraya. He is a second-team returning offensive lineman that made All-City.
We've watched Tate's Creek surge over the last few years, and they've done nothing but get better year after year after year, so they're probably going to be they'll have something to say in who's going to be the best team in the city
this year. We will see. Unfortunately, that was the only player on that list that I could, you know, as I did my research, that really stood out as a player for Tate's Creek, but there's always the next man up, as they say in
they
football.
They have an outstanding football program at Tate's Creek.
They do. And Max Brixey was second-team offensive lineman for Henry Clay. So that's my. I wanted to get the Hogs because I played offensive line. I played at Madison Central in Richmond. And if anytime I can get offensive lineman on the air, I'm going to do it.
And Josh Toffness is the offensive lineman himself. And I like the offensive – I like the lineman perspective in looking at football games, because that's really where the plays formulate.
It's so easy to judge offense, especially as a color guy. If you can watch the offensive line, you already know what the play is going to be.
Yep.
So number nine on my list outside of the offensive lineman, we're going to go in to number nine, Nathan Schnurr. He was a guy that I was unfamiliar with before I started my research, but I shouldn't be. He plays for Lexington Catholic. He's a wide receiver. Last year, he made second team All-City, and he went 70 receptions, 871 yards, and 9 touchdowns as Bo Allen's right-hand man at wide receiver. That Lexington Catholic passing attack, because we're going to get to Bo Allen here in a little bit, but that Lexington Catholic passing attack is going to be very good this year.
The times we got to see Lexington Catholic play, it's obvious they have a very you could see the air raid offense from UK in their thinking when they step on the field.
It's almost like it's in their blood.
Yeah, almost like it's in their blood. It's a very exciting. They play exciting style of football, and they make points. They score touchdowns, and you know they're very exciting to watch. And I think it'll be interesting watching them play some teams like Danville again this year.
I'm excited. I hope we get to cover more Catholic games than we did last year because, like I said, we'll get to Bo Allen here in a little bit, who's one of the most exciting players in the state, you know, let alone the city. Number eight, okay, we were going to talk about Frederick Douglass. I have a run of Frederick Douglass players right now, and starting at number eight, Hayden Hunt of Frederick Douglass. He was second team All-City, and as I was doing my research, Jim Harbaugh, the head coach of Michigan, went out of his way to tweet about Hayden Hunt and his speed. He said, this kid has speed, burners, flame emojis. Hayden Hunt, if you're getting love from Michigan and Michigan's head coach, I'm going to take notice. And obviously the city is about to take notice about what Hayden Hunt is going to do this season.
Yeah, he made some noise last year, and he's getting some eyes, and he's probably going to get a whole lot more this season. That's for sure.
You're talking about a potential D1 player.
Oh, definitely.
Here, I'm talking about high D1. If Jim Harbaugh's talking about your speed, there is a place for you in a Power 5 conference. So when it comes to Hayden Hunt, that's a guy that I'm going to be keeping a close eye on. But I will tell you what, this Frederick Douglass skill position players does not stop here, because number seven is the youngest player on my list, a returning sophomore, and I know you'll remember this name, Dekel Crowdis of Frederick Douglass. When Montavion Bean got hurt in the last game, but which we covered for Frederick Douglass, and it was that playoff game, and they had to throw Dekel in at quarterback, and he normally plays wide receiver. The first half was ugly, and I said I even went on the air and I said, there is no way that Frederick Douglass is winning this game. And Dekel Crowdis in the third quarter had 3 touchdowns at the quarterback position. Didn't practice, nothing. Just said, you're our best athlete. As a true freshman, you're our best athlete. We're putting you at quarterback. Make some plays happen. And Dekel Crowdis made it happen. Not only is he the best returning sophomore in the city, he has offers already from Division I programs as an incoming sophomore. UK has already offered him.
And
that's incredible.
Well, Kentucky's individual players, I mean, we got the kid from Madison Southern playing for Alabama.
Yep, and Damian, you know, Harris.
And, you know, they're kids that have done some great things out of Central Kentucky, and I don't think that's going to diminish this year.
I think when it comes down to, because we're going to talk about the next guy on my list, is I think Frederick Douglass is primed not only to be the best team in the city this year, but the best team in the state this year. And that is a bold claim, but I am telling you, this roster up and down is loaded. Dekel Crowdis is only, I mean, he's the tip of the iceberg along with Hayden Hunt that goes into this deep core of Frederick Douglass players. And at number six, this is where it gets interesting. I need to talk to you about this, Neil. Is that number six, Montavion Bean, as returning players. He will not be playing quarterback this year because there is an incoming transfer from Knox County Central named Cam Jones. He is 6'8", 250 pounds, and he just committed to the University of Cincinnati on a scholarship to play quarterback there. And he's coming to Frederick Douglass, 6'8", 250 quarterback. Think about what we will be watching this year.
Did you see him handing off to Montavion Bean or passing to Montavion Bean? Could you who wants to be the cornerback having to chase Montavion Bean down the field?
And Dekel Crowdis and Hayden Hunt and a player we'll get later on the list, because there is a guy.
That sounds like a team that could handle, that could probably compete against Belfry.
I mean, I completely agree. I think they will. This is a blitzkrieg that we will see from Frederick Douglass this year. If Frederick Douglass isn't one of the top teams in the state this year, I will be flabbergasted.
And if
I would
you don't know
shocked.
Anything about Belfry, just think a whole bunch of mountain kids.
I mean, think of West Virginia Power Beer.
6'8" mountain kids. Just think of that and having to play against the speed. The speed will challenge the power, but that can challenge the power of Belfry.
This Cam Jones kid coming in, he is going to be the real deal from all accounts. And Montavion Bean, I know he loves to play quarterback, but to have him in your skill group, and not only, I think we can both agree on this, Neil, that he will be the best backup quarterback in the entire city. So when we come back, I will get into the top five returning players in the city. A quick rundown before we go out of break. Top 10 were the offensive linemen in the city. We have 4 returning all-city offensive linemen. Nathan Schnurr of Lexington Catholic was number 9. Hayden Hunt was number 8. Dekel Crowdis, number 7. And number 6, Montavion Bean, all of Frederick Douglass. And we will get into my top 5 next on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5 FM.
You can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Thank you, Central Kentucky. You've made MLS Power Sports your place for outdoor fun for the last 7 years. But did you know that MLS Power Sports is also your place for outdoor equipment? Come check out our full line of Echo handheld chainsaws, blowers, weed eaters, trimmers, and edgers. The Spartan Zero Turn Mowers, your lawn assault vehicle for home and business. Never before has a zero turn mower been described as luxurious. Come in and experience it for yourself. And Skaggs Zero Turn Mowers. Skaggs' innovation and attention to quality is known and respected throughout the industry. They have been simply the best since 1983. Stop into MLS and try out the new 2018 Textron Off-Road Stampede Utility Vehicle with ruthless power, a non-stop work ethic, and an industry first, an extended cab to keep all your tools in their place. Let MLS help you get the work done so you can go out and ride victoriously.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Every 17 minutes, Make-A-Wish makes the impossible possible. They tame dragons. They bring Saturn to Earth. They help superheroes save entire cities. They even make unicorns fly. All to give children the strength they need to fight their critical illnesses. Every wish takes muscle. Help us make sure every wish comes true. Join us at wish.org.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
A song that even Sean C. would appreciate. Well, he appreciates most music. But we're back here on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5 FM with the Dan and Mary Jo Show. It's Angelo and Neil Jackson. Two of the prominent members of Varsity Game Night. You know, we're definitely shouting out to Josh Toughness.
Two of the three.
And Kim Price, our wonderful producer. So, I mean, you know what I mean.
She is at the airport in Georgetown doing a thing for Hank 96.1 right now.
Okay.
Shout out to her as well.
I dig it. And Josh, if you're listening, definitely call in because you're going to want to get in on the top 10 returning players in the city. And as I went out for break, I gave a recap of my 10 through 6. It's the offensive linemen in the city. 4 offensive linemen that were on the top, the first and second team of the city, are returning. Nathan Schnurr of Lexington Catholic was number 9. and then a list of Frederick Douglass players. Hayden Hunt was number 8, Dekel Crowdis number 7, Montavion Bean number 6, with a reference to Cam Jones, the 6'8", 250-pound University of Cincinnati commit who will be playing quarterback for Frederick Douglass this year, is transferring from Knox County Central. So, Neil, are you ready for my top 5?
Woo! Kick it. Kick it.
Top 5, number 5, Teandre Newcomb of Lafayette. They are going to need him. He is the top, he is the returning leading passer and rusher for Lafayette because Cam Morgan has graduated. So they're going to be relying heavily on him. And I know he played wide receiver when he hurt his foot last year and he played wide receiver, but I'm expecting him to return at quarterback. And if Lafayette's going to have a chance this year, Neil, they have lost everyone. Defensively, they've lost all their top guys. Offensively, lost all their top guys. Lafayette's one of those teams that doesn't rebuild, they reload. But they really need Newcomb in his senior year to have, I mean, a phenomenal campaign.
I want to see, well, Lafayette, they generate great linemen. They've been a feeder for, you know, for many a program just from the work they do. And I love their program because they bring to the – it's like a boxer that fights – from odd angles. They come at you when you don't expect it, mm-hmm. and they get you into a lull, and then they smack you upside the face.
Right.
And you can never – their game plan is always unpredictable, and that's why I enjoy watching them play football.
And the part of the unpredictability is going to come from Newcomb because he is a fantastic athlete. I mean, we watched him play basketball too. He's a guy that can do anything on the field he wants. He has to keep his head in the game. Sometimes I think that he gets in such the heat of competition that he loses his focus, but – If Lafayette wants to go anywhere this year, he has to be focused. They have to utilize his dual threat ability of passing and rushing. And it's a lot is going to be on his shoulders, but he's the type of guy and the type of athlete that can handle that.
Well, Lafayette has a program that puts pressure on their quarterback. So the quarterback has to be able to handle, you know, the responsibilities because they really put it on him mm-hmm. to move the ball up and down the field. And the pressure is on him. So, you know, if he can improve on what he did last year. That's all you need. Really, all you need
That's
to do
all
is
you need.
Continue improvement. And in the program of Lafayette, they can turn you into a top-tier quarterback.
I completely agree. I think Newcomb is a guy definitely to spend your money to see this coming fall. Number 4, I have a tie. It is because they are twins from Henry Clay, Raymond and Langston Jackson.
Uh-oh.
And I remember watching them last year, and these guys are absolute playmakers. Raymond Jackson was first team all defense as a junior last year in the city, and he is returning, and his brother Langston was second team all defense in the city. These guys are playmakers, and we're talking about Lafayette. As I did my research, every school except Frederick Douglass and Lexington Catholic have lost so much in terms of going away talent, seniors that have graduated. There was a lot of talent in the city last year, and Henry Clay's one of them. If they want to pick the ball up and really go back to that Henry Clay pedigree, that Henry Clay mystique that they have about themselves in football, it's going to be on Raymond and Langston to make plays happen.
And Henry Clay, they still recovering from, you know, the addition of Frederick Douglass, too.
So. They are. Every school is.
Yeah. And the fact that, you know, they're going to have returning players gaining more experience, and they've always had a good program. It's just, you know, always something tends to get in the way, a bad injury last, you know, from year to year, mm-hmm. or, you know, the Frederick Douglass effect, really. That could not be overestimated last year.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. Frederick Douglass, I mean, I look at the players. They have guys that could have made this list that are on honorable mention just because I was trying to get someone from essentially every school. Not that these guys don't deserve it. They do. All my top 10 was definitely because they deserve to be on this top 10. But Frederick Douglass is absolutely loaded this year. And you're right. When it came to it's just siphoned off because, you know, you're a part of the community and they all went to Frederick Douglass and they're going to be loaded. But Raymond and Langston are going to have huge years, and I can't wait for twin ball because Henry Clay is going to be really fun because of that. Number 3, I have I think there were kind of three guys that really stood out in my head from last year that really, I think at 5, Teandre kind of separated himself from the other guys, and these three guys are in the class of their own to me. Number 3 is Jalen Burbidge of Bryan Station. This kid is one is my favorite player to watch in the city. That's not to any of these other kids. They're great too. I love to go out and watch them. But there is something about Jalen that reminds me of 2011 Colin Kaepernick. He is a guy that is an absolute stud athlete. He is a rusher. He's a passer. He can catch the ball. He returns kicks. He returns punts. He is a do-it-all player for Bryan Station. I think he is maybe the best athlete in the city.
Bryan Station's offense last year was anemic.
It was
horrible.
And they're only losing pieces.
Yeah, and Jalen Burbidge was the only light that you could see, but the pressure on that young man to perform is going to be tremendous this coming year, because they really are going to have some pressure to perform, especially from the fan base, because you don't see the smallest crowd we saw at a Bryan Station game was the Belfry game. And what was it like?
Oh, it was downpour. Six people downpour.
And Bryan Station really didn't respond in that game at all, and they got thumped by Belfry.
And at least I think they played well, though. I mean, in comparison to being against Belfry.
Well, Belfry was a big stick that they weren't ready for, and it really showed last year. So they're really going to have to do some work this summer and really get their they've got to use their athleticism. They didn't use their athleticism at all. It was like they were trying to play chess with a lead weight on their foot.
Mm-hmm.
It was just they weren't using the speed that they could use. And it was a totally unused weapon that I thought they left on the field last year.
I completely agree. Actually, Coach Parks, the head coach of Bryan Station, was my defensive backs coach at Madison Central. I know him well. He is a good coach, but I do agree. You should spread out the ball. Put the ball in the perimeter.
They did not use their speed at all
They
last
have no
year.
Offensive they, linemen, yeah, unfortunately. Well, not to disrespect those kids, because they are great. They try hard. But when it comes to the game of football, you've got to have the big mollies up front, and they don't
battle,
have any.
If you're coming to a battle and you leave weapons that you could have used on the battlefield, you're not going to win the battle.
No.
Especially if you've got potent... If your most potent weapon is speed and you don't use speed, if your most potent weapon is your athleticism and you don't use it, what's the point of, you know?
And they had it. They had Terrence Clayton
Murphy.
Shooting
yourself in the foot, yeah.
Yeah, they had Chris Jones, their stud running back last year. The problem was that they played too close in between the tackles. They should have spread the ball on the perimeter, and that's what they're going to have to do, especially with Jalen.
Yeah,
I love him as quarterback, but you've got to find a way to get him space.
You've got to open the field up if you're Bryan Station this year.
He's my number three player in the city. He could be. He's my personal favorite. You know, I think Jalen is a stud football player.
He's an outstanding athlete to watch.
Number two is Bo Allen. In the city, Bo Allen is a guy that we've been talking about for a couple of years. I know he's gotten looks from Kentucky already. He had 33 touchdowns and 9 interceptions last year. I mean, that is a great touchdown interception ratio. He was second team All City. He's a guy that a lot of people think that's going to be a future starting quarterback for a Power 5 conference. You know, SEC, ACC, Big 12, all of those. I mean, Bo Allen is the guy that you said they were kind of the spread it out air raid type of attack. He's got the arm. He's got the talent. It's up to Lexington Catholic to put it all together this year around him, because they have a chance to win the city.
And they definitely test themselves every year with their schedule, because they start out with a couple of doubleheaders that they play at their field, and they've got a great football field. And they play tough opponents. And you're going to test how good you are, you know, to be the man, you got to beat the man. So if
exactly.
you don't play the man, how can you know you're the man?
I completely agree. And Bo Allen right now is the man when it comes to the quarterback position in Lexington, and he will be that for the foreseeable future. But my number one player, I could not, and caller, we'll get to you in just a second. My number one player, I could not put, he was, along with Jalen, my favorite player last year, Micah Lowe, the wide receiver from Frederick Douglass. This Frederick Douglass team is loaded, and it is led by who I think is the best player returning in the city. He is one of three underclassmen that were on the first team. There were only three guys that were not seniors on the first team of the city last year. It was Raymond Jackson, who was number four along with his brother, Graham Wald, who's the kicker for Henry Clay, and Micah Lowe. Micah Lowe went up. There was a kid last year for Lafayette. His name was Brian Jackson, if I've got that correct. And if I got incorrect, call me in and correct me. He was a defensive back for Lafayette, the Darrell Revis of Lexington defensive backs, in my opinion. And Micah Lowe took him to town. And I had so much respect for that, and I still have so much respect for Jackson. But Micah Lowe is a different guy. He is a guy that I think will I think he'll play Division I. He is a stud athlete. He's a great receiver. He's just the total, absolute total package when it comes to playing football in this city. And I think he's a guy that if Frederick Douglass wants to make it far, yes, you need Dekel. Yes, you need Hayden Hunt. Yes, you need Montavian Bean. Yes, you need Cam Jones. But Michael Lowe is going to be the guy that leads Frederick Douglass into that promised land. He, to me, is the best returning player in the city for 2018 in Lexington.
So if I can run down your top 10, I think that most of those players are on Frederick Douglass. So I think this team we're probably going to be keeping a big eye on this season is Frederick Douglass. You're just because they have the right. most weapons in the city, it looks like.
They have two offensive linemen that made the city last year, and you have, and that's not, Jalen Bibee is the top defensive, one of the top defensive backs in the city, and then you got all those guys. Caller, we're going to get to you right now. Hey, what's your name?
Adam.
Adam, what's going on, Adam?
Not much. Happy birthday, by the way.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
I actually had a question about Dante Allen, that kid from Pendleton County.
Absolutely.
There's been a lot of confusion about who's talking to who and which member of the basketball staff is talking to him. So what exactly is going on with him at this point?
When it comes to Dante Allen, when prepping for the show, I know that he's gotten, I mean, it started a couple months ago with Dante Allen, where that traction really started to build for him, and it was like him and Kiki Tandy are really the, you know, top guys in the state. But when it comes to Dante, it's really, really lit up recently. Now, I can't tell you off the top of my head like exactly who is talking to him right now. I would have to research that. But I do know that he's a four-star player that's quickly ascending into a five-star guy. I mean, he's definitely the guy to watch coming into the state next year.
So do you think he's got a better chance than Tandy at this point?
Of being a Wildcat or just being...
Yeah, of being a Wildcat.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know what happened between Kiki and Kentucky, but it does not say... I mean, the guy's name's KYKY. I mean, he should play for the University of Kentucky. But no, it seems like that there's really no mutual interest there. But I think when it comes to Allen, I definitely think that we might be seeing, you know what, the first Kentucky kid to get a scholarship offer since Dominique Hawkins. Is that correct? Am I correct in saying that?
I think it's either him or Derek Willis.
They came in the same class, so I would say, yeah. And I think Dominique Hawkins was the last member because, you know, they got to Coach Payne's son. I think his name is Zan Payne. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. He's coming as a walk on, but yeah, he would be the first in state guy to be a scholarship guy.
Yeah.
And Adam, I've got a question, Adam. Is there something, have you noticed in the past 10, 15 years that kids are just getting smaller and smaller in Central Kentucky, basketball wise?
Right. I mean, like I think this kid from Pendleton, like he's like 6'6", 6'7", I believe.
Yeah.
But you know, even for Tandy, I mean, he's basically an undersized shooting guard. I mean, he's like 6'1". I mean, you're right. Like the size, like they're it's just, I don't know where it's going.
Well, the last 6'8" player I think I saw in Central Kentucky played for Lafayette like maybe 5 years ago.
I mean, there's Ray Surratt too, but
yeah,
you know.
Well, Ciroc is a good, you know, he's getting there, but he doesn't have the footwork or
the handle skills.
Like, I think Shaq has more handle total with the basketball than Ciroc does. But I mean, there's something in the water, man. I'm telling you, because the kids from Western Kentucky, you know, they're coming with a starting five, starting guard 6'2", 6'4", 6'6", 6'6", and 6'10" is your center. And we're bringing kids, you know, your center 6'5", you got no shot.
Right. And for Allen, I think part of the problem with him is that he's, you know, kind of from a small area, and he's kind of, you know, unheard of. Like, he hasn't been on anybody's radar, and I can see him kind of shooting up, like, once he gets some exposure. You know,
I agree.
Like, and I think he could be better than advertised.
He will. I think that when it's all said and done, he's going to be one of those guys that during his senior circuit, he's going to shoot up into that 4-star, 5-star range. I'm looking at 24/7 Sports has him as a 3-star right now. I definitely expect that to change. They have him predicted at Xavier as him going there, but of course, you know, with the coach moving on and with all the offers he's about to receive. Number five on this list, just real quick with you, Adam, Kyle Rode. We saw him play for Lexington, I believe, Christian last year. He's committed to Liberty, which he's a fantastic player. I mean, Kyle Rode is a fantastic player.
And one of the drawbacks to talking about playing out of Pendleton County, You know, that's in the middle of two media markets that basically focus on Lexington and Cincinnati.
Right.
So you're right in the middle, almost on the line of in between those two places. So it's hard to pull. It's, you know, you're not going to get too many media crews coming from north or south to go to Pendleton County.
Yeah, but Adam, I completely agree. I think he's a guy that's going to shoot up because he's fourth on that list. Then Michael Moreno from Scott County's three, Kiki Tandy's two, and David Johnson.
Michael Moreno,
number
good
one.
God, you think he's not going to be a beast this year?
Oh man,
you don't think Scott County is going to be a beast this year? You know, losing the state tournament. Championship game, you know, and he's there. Scott County's losing one guy,
right?
And they're losing
Cooper
a guard.
Rob. That's it.
Yeah,
Cooper
they're
Rob.
Losing one guard, and they've got backup on backup.
I'm telling.
That's where all the tall kids in Central Kentucky are, man. They're in Scott County.
They are. Yeah, they are. And I'll tell you what. This is the most loaded that Central Kentucky's been on the top end talent in God knows how long.
With
those five kids with Road. Allen,
I want to see Scott
Moreno,
County and Pendleton
Tandy,
County and see if
Johnson.
They're on a schedule playing each other this
we
year.
Do.
I think that'll be a great.
We'll go to it. Adam, thank you so much for calling in, man. I really appreciate the birthday wishes, too.
Sure, no problem.
Thanks. See you, Adam. All right, we're going to get to a break, and when we come back, we will be talking about WWE.
That's not the only wrestling we'll be talking about.
No, but we are talking about that, and if you don't like it, well... We got two words for you right
we'll
here
be right back.
On ESPN Sports Radio words. 1300 and 92.5 FM.
That's four words, actually.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For 30 years, we've been in the business of bringing dignity back to those who've lost it. And it isn't something we take for granted. Dignity means bringing a paycheck home, being able to put food on the table, and provide for your family. For 30 years, I've fought to bring dignity back to those who lost it after an accident or an injury. And because we believe in dignity, it is also the heart of our charitable contributions and our fight for the powerless. It's why we donated $10 million to pass the legalization of medical marijuana in Florida so that the most ill can live and die with dignity. Let my family fight for your family. Call us for a free consultation. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Offices, Lexington.
People-friendly equipment, technology, and service for all of your print communication needs. Look no further.
Just Whistle for duplicator sales and service.
Copy, scan, fax, send, or mail. Your unduplicated professionals can simplify the process with world-class network business machines from Ricoh and Savin. High-quality office equipment solutions and services and the fairest possible price always for you. That's our commitment.
For today and tomorrow.
And our commitment continues from our Fast Track Quick Print Copy Center. Our Ricoh High Speed Pro Series offer convenient copying and wide format solutions for all your needs. Call today, 859-373-0065. Duplicator Sales, Fast Track Copy Service, Corporate Mailing Systems, Ricoh and Savin. Call 859-373-0065 or...
Just Whistle for Duplicator Sales and Service.
2308 Versailles Road, Lexington, with offices in Louisville, London, and Elizabethtown.
Have you ever experienced a wish come true? For a child battling a critical illness, a wish come true can be a turning point. One song, one dance, one game, one adventure, one moment changes everything. Make-A-Wish needs your support to grant the wish of every eligible child. Visit wish.org now to help grant more life-changing wishes. Together, we can transform lives, one wish at a time.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 92.5. Angelo Carriero with Neil Jackson, The Voice.
Angelo's birthday.
It is my birthday. Thank you for saying it because I don't want to sound conceited saying it myself. But
hey,
guys,
man,
it is my birthday.
Shoot.
It is my birthday. I'm not telling my age. I could be 18. I could be 40. You don't know. I feel.
I'm going on the under on that one. Definitely under on that one.
So me, Gene Okerlund here, and Neil Jackson, I heard you had beef with a local radio talent in Lexington. Neil?
I was listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show about a month and a half ago, and listening to Thunder Dan telling wrestling stories.
Thunder Dan.
And Dan Reefer, that's my nickname for him, Thunder Dan. And he was talking about the wrestling show that he was talking about Jerry Lawler and the show at Tattersall's.
Mm-hmm.
And he only mentioned like half of the wrestling talent that was there. And that's one of the reasons I was irked. But another reason why is I was the PA announcer for that show at Tattersall's and get no mention. It was there was Sam Bowie was there, Mel Turpin, and here's the wrestling names that were there that he didn't mention. Animal, one half of the Road Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Sabu from ECW, the hardcore artist, extreme animal. Good God, that was the most violent match I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
At Tattersall's. There were a bunch of Sensational Sherry, Terry Taylor, and I think Tracy Smothers was a part of the show. He's an independent circuit guy, legend. I mean, he's been in the business for like 30, 40 years.
Right.
So I worked that wrestling show. And I took pictures backstage with the Twin Towers, with Sam Bowie. And actually, that's how I met him. And when I got to see his son playing at playing basketball, his Sir, son's
Ray?
His son's playing at Sayre. I think it's going to be a senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that night, you know, then. But that was one of the greatest nights of independent wrestling with, you know, there were big names like Jerry Lawler in there, but there were also a bunch of local guys, and they stole the show. Those were the best. The Sabu match was good. People were, you know, just because they were throwing chairs and he was doing the Sabu crazy Sabu match stuff. But I mean, the local guys like Solid Steel. I'm dropping local names now. The Greens, Honest Donnie and Bobby Green. These were guys I'd done independent wrestling shows with in like Mount Sterling, and they were doing part of this show. And those guys, the independent guys that were working for $5-$10 a week, you know, traveling up and down the roads, were getting more pop. And I mean, those guys were just killing themselves, and the fans were on their feet the entire time those guys were wrestling. That was one of the most proudest times I've ever had as involved in the wrestling business. And that's just one of the wrestling memories that I'm just going to take.
I'm
going to
need you to cut a promo on Thunder Dan here. I need you to
Thunder Dan. You should have mentioned me, man. I was there. I was the guy with the microphone introducing the acts, and he gets me no mention, love at all.
That's right, Thunder Dan. We're coming for you this Saturday at the Emporium.
But I appreciate getting to fill in this Sunday or today on the show, so I could complain to him about that.
Complain about him on his show.
I'm talking about you on your show.
There's no more swag move that you can have than that. And I'll tell you what, Neil, I'm moving to Lexington soon. I'm going to hit the gym. And in about a year, you might see me in a ring near you. I've got some
independent training connections. There's one guy, Bobby Blade, is a guy I need to hook you up with because he's one of the old school guys that I've known from down the road. And he's going to be actually the Abyss show in Paris at the Sportatorium tomorrow at 6:30, if anybody wants to look up PTW Wrestling, I'm throwing them a free shout out.
As much as you want. Support your local wrestling. Yeah,
they run a show every Sunday night at 6:30 at the Sportatorium, and the Monster Abyss is going to be headlining tomorrow.
Yeah,
and they're doing a DVD taping. So if you want to go be part of a wrestling DVD,
shout out where it's going to be one more time.
The Paris Sportatorium at the Bourbon Center parking, or the Bourbon Center shopping area. That's they've got their own little kiosk thing with the wrestling thing. And it's a highly produced wrestling show. I mean, the lights go dark and you'll hear a voice from, you know, you'll hear Abyss talking. He wasn't at the show that they were promoting it, but his voice just came over the sound system and he was talking about coming, and it's pretty exciting stuff that they're doing out there.
Right. And in about a year or so, be ready for Elijah Rockcastle, because he's coming for you. Know what I'm saying?
And I was looking at some of the, you know, you're talking about the WWE, because, you know, you're the big Stone Cold fan. You're probably the biggest wrestling fan in the building, other than Chris Capers. His dad is
Hillbilly Jim. Yeah.
And his dad went to the WWE Hall of Fame. And I saw a whole picture rundowns of him with all kinds of big wrestling.
Oh,
Ron
my
Simmons,
gosh.
All kinds
he was
of
there with everyone. He
Everybody.
Had pictures with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey. It was great.
Chris Capers, That's the guy I need to cut a promo on. Because you didn't get me a ticket to WrestleMania. And you knew I wanted to go. You knew it.
He was sending me pictures on Facebook that whole weekend. It was just, I bet that was just a memory he's going to take with him to his grave.
Well, he's a punk and I'm calling him out.
And one of the greatest, speaking of his dad, he was involved in one of the greatest matches that really sewn me to the WWE when it was WWF. His dad was in a handicap match with King Kong Bundy and some little people wrestlers.
Okay.
And this is probably the reason I think, this is the greatest decision that Vince McMahon ever made. Mm-hmm. When he handed the microphone to Jesse the Body Ventura and said, we need you to do color commentary.
Yeah.
I think that was the beginning, before the Attitude Era, you know, before wrestling was on its way to the national prominence, Jesse Ventura was on the microphone telling the bad guy wrestling perspective. And I think that really opened up, you know, that made the bad guy wrestler cool. And it was King Kong Bundy and a pair of little people tag team against Hillbilly Jim and a couple of little people tag team. And before the match started, Jesse Ventura said, I can't wait to see King Kong Bundy put the kibosh on one of these little guys. And Gorilla Monsoon is all up in arms and umbrage.
How
and
could
offense.
You say
yeah, yeah. And, it was that was the greatest line I think I've ever heard in wrestling.
That's awesome. I never, you know, I didn't grow up, but I grew up with because you had Jesse Ventura, then you had like Bobby the Brain Heenan and Jerry Lawler Jerry Lawler was the guy I grew up with. It was Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler was the announcer team I grew up with. And Jerry Lawler was just the kiss butt, you know, heel, the guy that like, I love Mr. McMahon. I love Vince McMahon. Woohoo! Like, you know, it was always about the bad guy. Whatever the bad guy could do, he was about it. If the bad guy ever did a good thing, you know, he'd just be like, yeah, well, I don't condone that. You know, that's not what Vince would do. You know, he was just the total kiss butt type of heel announcer. He was a chicken, you know, guy. And I love that because, you know, Jim Ross wasn't a tough guy, but he was the man of moral rights. Like, you know, that is not right. You need to, you know, this man has a family, you know, it's just, that was my announcer team. I loved him.
Well,
you mentioned
Jerry Lawler. Well, I was raised on Mid-South Wrestling every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Lance Russell and Dave Brown with another big week of championship wrestling. Jerry Lawler was the Southern Heavyweight Champion, and he ended up winning 34 Southern Heavyweight Championships. And the innovation stuff that he did was stuff that today we take for granted. Like a wrestling promo, they took it. He was the first guy to really make a music video, to really, you know, add music to the mix, you know, introducing wrestlers.
I didn't realize that.
He took Kamala the Ugandan Giant and took some dry ice and put it in a pool in his backyard. He had a little flower garden with water, you know, stuff in it. He dropped dry ice in it and put Kamala in front of it, and they cut a promo in front of that, and, you know, just to make him more mysterious and more of a monster and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Jerry Lawler was one of the greatest innovators in wrestling. You know, you have to, hands down.
And see, I never grew up with the wrestler. I was now, I did know that he went on, I want to say Saturday Night Live, but it could have been a
David
talk
Letterman.
Show. David Letterman.
The rivalry with Andy Kaufman that
That's
they showed
who
in the
is.
Movies.
Yeah.
Well, I watched that every Saturday. That was every Saturday morning for me. Because we saw that whole story arc go from him just showing up one thing. You know, he was wrestling women. Andy Kaufman was wrestling women at the time. And they really abbreviated the story in the movie. But, you know, he was really just digging into being a bad guy and insulting the audience. He'd come on and say, you know, this is soap. You wash your hands and things. I mean, just digging in and just offending people every week and all that. I mean, it blew up into a big storyline to the point that he's on David Letterman smacking Andy Kaufman.
And I remember they really thought that was real when him and Andy Kaufman got into that tough. But let's move. I want to move on, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
To now WWE Live is coming July 21st at 7:30 on Saturday, and I want to plug for them because I love WWE. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna have a good time. I'm loving it. You know, like. But what I want to mention is that tomorrow evening on the WWE Network, Extreme Rules pay-per-view will be on, and you've got some matches, you know, kind of highlighted by, you know, what Raw spends 90% of their time on, and that's trying to get Roman Reigns over. It'll be Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley is really the big match that's going to be on. And you have AJ Styles versus Rusev, and we can get to that if we have time. Team Hell No versus the Bludgeon Brothers. Those are kind of the big matches, but Roman Reigns, Neil, we've got him again.
Man, it's like I liked him in Aquaman.
Oh my God.
I think he's a great Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones.
That's too much, Neil.
I can go on, man. Oh, I've got a ton of them.
But you don't like him as your top face.
Oh, no way, man. I think Bobby Lashley is probably. Have you seen those two stand next to each other?
Yeah.
Lashley is a monster.
He's a monster. He skips leg day, but he is a monster from the torso up.
Oh, yes, he is a total beast. Monster. But yeah. I think. Well, it's like Lesnar is. When's the last time he wrestled?
Last time he wrestled, he was in a UFC ring talking crap to Daniel Cormier.
Yeah, that's all, so now UFC's trying to go WWE.
That was totally a promo. That was totally a worked promo. Yeah. There was no. Everybody, there was nothing genuine
who
about
didn't
it.
Think that that was that's exactly what that was. I mean, it was a total, and it wasn't even a good sell.
No, they even said that Brock Lesnar after the match moved his to where he was right next to the cage because they knew it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I've called you out, but apparently Cormier's a huge wrestling fan. Like he was at a WrestleMania a couple years ago, so you know that's a total fix. But no, Brock Lesnar, if he does not wrestle at SummerSlam, I've defended Brock every day in day out. I defend Brock. If he misses SummerSlam, I'm not defending
him
anymore.
Well, that's the mistake that they're making, that the WWE is making. They're making the championship so unreachable that it's like you're not even going to care next time he goes to the ring.
No, you don't care.
It's like,
and he's not a beast anymore.
Yeah, and you won't even see him until the week after Heyman comes down and talks, talks him up.
40 minutes,
And talks him up with a promo. Next week. Blah, 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 blah. Lesnar will be here. And I mean, I agree. The only thing I agree with Roman Reigns about is that a champion needs to show up. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ric Flair worked Iron Man matches. Mm-hmm. He worked up and down the road with the greatest wrestlers of all, Ricky Steamboat. You name it, Ric Flair
was there.
Wrestled him. Yeah,
he was there.
And wrestled constantly. Where's Lesnar?
Every champion essentially has. As much as people hate Cena, he was always there. Stone Cold, unless he was injured, he would drop the belt before he would have to leave. He was always there.
He wrestled at Rupp Arena without any wrestling equipment with a bad knee and a broken neck.
He
still, you know, came and did, you know, did the everything that he did from throwing the beers and throwing the fingers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the crowd ate it up. Just totally ate it. Just because he was there. I mean, showing up is half the battle. Kids, let this be the lesson for the day. Showing up is half of the battle.
It is.
You want a career in something?
Yep.
You got to show up.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. If you're not there, what can you do? Except write about it on the internet.
I feel like in real life, people view me as a heel for some reason, even though I am the sweetest guy and have the handsomest smile and I have the best player in the world.
You're so humble.
And I'm so humble. No, but like I feel like this is, how do you think I got here? You think I was like some huge degree and I was some superstar hit? No, I was just like, I want to be here. And I'm here now. Like I just kept pushing the envelope. So guy, I feel like a real life. You know what? I am the Daniel Bryan of sports radio, Neil. And don't you forget it.
I'm a total mark for Daniel Bryan.
Are you still a mark for Daniel Bryan?
Oh yeah, he came up. Well, him and I like Seth Rollins, but I can't say he's the greatest wrestler ever. He's just the Shawn Michaels of his time.
Yeah, yeah, and he was a lot better before his knee injury, in my opinion. Just my opinion.
I mean, he's one of
AJ
those
Styles
guys,
is up there.
And AJ Styles is one of those guys that worked up through the. I mean, in the City Hall gym.
Yeah.
Somewhere in a, you know, he'll wrestle his heart out for 16 people as he will for, you know, a stadium full of people at WrestleMania. It's the same, you know, he'll put in just as much dedication and heart in that small crowd as he will in that big crowd.
All right, before we get out of here, because we only have, you know, about a minute or so left, but, you know, show you how the sausage is made. But I want to know, for those three big matches, AJ Styles, Rusev, the last pay-per-view for SummerSlam for the WWE Championship, who wins that match?
I think they're going to give it to Rusev because AJ needs to have the hero's journey again.
You know what? I agree with that. I think AJ's kind of gotten stale. I would love to see Rusev get his first title. Rusev deserves to win the WWE Championship.
I think he's put in the work. He's earned it. I think he's one of those guys that's earned it.
Daniel Bryan and Kane versus the Bludgeon Brothers for the tag team champions. I will go ahead and give my prediction first. I think Team Hell No is winning it because I think that they want to go into SummerSlam as tag team champions.
I've been a total mark for Team Hell No since they went to Anger Management, man. that is just TV gold. That is like the Rock and Sock connection.
It is literally the modern Rock and Sock connection. So you have Team Hell No beating the Bludgeon Brothers?
No, I'm just rooting for Team Hell No.
Oh, so you think the Bludgeon Brothers go?
I don't know.
You don't know? Just a 50-50?
I think they're
call it down the middle.
Who knows how they're going to push?
Right.
Who knows why they push? Who they push? They're still shoving Roman Reigns down our throats. So
don't spoil it for the kids, Neil. Come on, there are kids listening to this.
I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize. I can't call a winner in that one. But I'm rooting for Team Hell No.
Roman Reigns, Bobby Lashley. Last one before we get out.
Logically, Lashley should win because he has more skills, but. There's no telling, they're still going to...
You know the big dog perseveres.
You'll know on Monday night when the first person that comes down the aisle and gives a monologue before Kurt Angle comes out and says, you're going to have a tag team match with this guy. You'll know who wins that then.
Yep. And also Constable Corbin versus Finn Balor.
And I want to wish a good luck to all the people involved with the Barbasol Championship. Good luck tonight. For the folks at NASCAR, good luck. Hope nobody gets hurt in the wrecks, because that's really the only reason I watch NASCAR is for the wrecks.
Right, and I won't be here tomorrow morning. You can guess why. Birthday and whatnot. I decided to take a day off.
I can imagine you producing with a hangover.
That's never happened, Neil. That's never happened. All right, but you can listen to the Dan and Mary Joe show tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 with Dan and Mary Joe. They will be back tomorrow. But for Neil, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming in and doing the show with me today.
This has been a fast 2 hours on Saturday morning,
man. It has, and that's the best way to have it. So for Neil Jackson and for Angelo Carriero, we want to thank you for listening to the Dan and Mary Joe show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And 92.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Josh Hicks with Hicks & Funson. I'm a United States Marine Corps veteran, a former police officer, and a graduate of the University of Kentucky College of Law. My law partner Greg Funson and I are experienced and driven to get the results you deserve, whether your claim involves a car or truck accident, slip and fall, or any other injury.